little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Hey guys, welcome back. Shadow Games Podcast, episode 183. Yee! I know, hey guys, we're in the city live right now, and Wayne has this ridiculous, how many inches is the screen?
55 inch.
A 55 inch 4K LG curved TV that he has in this small little room. I'm actually going to take a picture of it later on and post it on our Facebook page, and this is freaking amazing. I can actually see the news. I can see us in that screen right there. Yeah, this is actually fun, guys. So tell us a little bit, Wayne, how'd you get this thing again?
Oh, this was something I won a while back.
How long did it take you to get it?
Not long. A couple months.
That's still not bad. So how much of this thing retails for anyways?
The MSRP is around $5,500, but you can find them for about $3,500.
Bro, yes. boy.
Somebody's like, I'm gonna get a new one.
All right, guys. So we're back. Shadow Games Podcast, episode 183. Today we got news for you guys about typical Xbox and PlayStation stuff.
A few things here and there.
Yeah, no, a few things here and then. Also, we got about one of my favorite games, and also line up for a very special tournament coming up every July of every year. So why don't we get started? Well, what have we been playing this week? For me, I've been playing a lot of Marvel vs. Capcom 2 at home. Yes, bringing back old school. A lot of how can I say this? A lot of fast paced rustiness from my side. And my friend Dios came along and he goes, "Hey man, ooh, you want to play?" I'm like, "Sure." I got my ass beat like a stepchild.
Oh, I don't know.
Shout outs to Dios, who was actually going to the EVO tournament 2016 coming up in July. Let's see, other than that, I've been playing a lot of Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Note 3. And the one main game I've actually been playing a lot of right now, it's still StarCraft Legacy of the Void online play. Okay. A lot of team tournaments going on, or actually multiplayer ransacking rampage going on. So yeah, that's all this it for me this week, folks. Kind of lost my wording there for a bit, Wayne. But yeah, so Wayne, what have you been up to, man?
I haven't played a lot of Destiny.
You got hooked into it, huh?
That's pretty good.
I told you.
That's pretty good. I've gotten through the main first section of the game, I guess, the main storyline that I found. I guess there's other side quests and stuff I can do, and then there's
Hey, look, we're watching ourselves.
I know, I don't know how that worked out, but hey. The Taken King, I've only started a few on that quest section.
Fun game.
But yeah, it's very interesting. Very challenging. I really want to get my character leveled up quite a bit more before I go farther into the Taken King side of it.
Cause what level is character?
38.
What's your race?
I think I went with the warrior gunslinger or something like that.
Gunslinger.
Whatever that was. Yeah. You know. I'm like a robot. I kind of made his face look a lot like the Optimus Prime from the Michael Bay.
I knew it.
No, it wasn't that difficult. So I made his face look a lot like the Michael Bay
version.
The version of Optimus Prime. Yeah. It's actually a little bit of a cross between that and the Transformers Prime version.
This one?
Yeah, a little bit different. Like this? Kind of. No, I guess it's...
You haven't worn this in a while. There's spider webs there. Yeah.
Actually, you know, it's closer to the Prime version here, if you can see that there.
Kind of focusing, but I can't really...
Yeah, sorry. But it's close to that. Yeah, not bad at all. I mean, rather enjoy playing it so far. Other than that, I have done some more Transformers... Battle Tactics.
Nice.
It's not really much going on with that, so I'm kind of getting a little bored with it.
Bored?
Yeah, I think quite a few of us in my team were kind of getting like, we need something actually new going on to actually get us motivated again.
Yeah, what the hell?
There's new events, but they're not really feasible. I mean, you play the same thing over and over again, and you don't really get anything out of it because you're not ranking high enough. you can't rank high enough unless you spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, okay. And then, of course, Avengers Alliance. Right now, we're going through another special ops for Red She-Hulk.
Red She-Hulk?
So, Betty Ross has now entered the Kingdom of the Hulks.
Holy crap.
And boy...
Red versus Green.
And of course, Red Hulk and Green Hulk and She-Hulk are all pissed off at the leader for making her a Red Hulk. I mean, you mess with General Ross's daughter and...
General Thunderbolt.
And Bruce Banner's, you know, love interest, you're in trouble.
All right. That's all.
Gaming-wise, that's from all I've done. I have read some other comics this week. Been focusing on some of the Spider-Man stuff, where Silk comes into play, and then the return of Peter Parker as Spider-Man after Miles Morales took over.
Huh.
Which is incredibly confusing, and we don't know how he's back alive yet, but I need to find the next sequence of books.
Secret Wars?
I finished that one.
You finished it? How'd you like it?
Of course I enjoyed that one. It was as good as I read it the first time. I mean, yeah, it feels a little dated nowadays compared to when it was first written. I mean, that's just honestly there.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's a great...
It's greatly written.
Yeah.
Greatly written.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it for you, Wayne?
I think so.
All right, guys, so let's go ahead and get on with the news this week. Well, first news today, it'll be Wayne and I's favorite game, as always, Rise of the Tomb Raiders.
Ooh, pretty much
the first story explains the expansion is out right now. So Baba Yaga, the Temple of the Witch, is out now for $10 on Xbox One and Xbox 360.
And if you have the $30 DLC pass...
Like Wayne and I do.
You've got it already.
Yeah, you guys got it already.
Yeah, so it's roughly going to take 3 hours to complete.
Yep.
It's all in Siberia.
That's typical.
And as they describe it here, deep in the wilds of Siberia lies a forest that no man will enter, where a Soviet expedition vanished without a trace. Laura enters the Wicked Vale.
Laura.
Yeah, in search of a missing man. But she finds a nightmare that defies explanation. Is the witch, Baba Yaga, haunting the forest? Or is there more to the myth? Lara will face new adversaries, explore a new tomb, and solve decades-old mystery, and face off against an ancient evil.
This also comes with a new outfit and bow for Lara himself, and yeah. The expansion will be available with a PC version of Rise of the Tomb Raider when it comes out for launch in January 28th, which is tomorrow! Rise of the Tomb Raider narrative designer Cameron Tsui says in the blog spot that Crystal Dynamics discussed several, quote-unquote, several ideas for a pretty much a story-based DLC, but the mere presence of the world of the word witch has a pretty much a good magnetic draw, and I do agree with that, what she said, so yes, I really do want to play that now.
Yeah, so I mean, this is going to be very, very interesting. I'm definitely looking forward to getting into this. There's gonna be some bizarre elements according
Very
to this guy.
Bizarre elements. So,
yeah.
A supernatural crossover for Tomb Raider here.
Well, let them kind of.
We'll see. We'll see how it is.
They've hinted at some of that stuff in the past. No big deal.
All righty. So we got some more good news for you guys. Games for Gold for all Xbox One and 360 members.
A February free games.
2016 lineup for the Xbox One: Hands of Fate. It'll be from the 1st of February to the 29th, pretty much the whole month.
Huh.
Styx: Masters of Shadow. Yes, STYX. From the 16th of February up to the 15th of March. And for the Xbox 360 Gold members, Sacred Citadel from February 1st to the 15th. Gears of War 2, February 16th to the 29th. If you guys haven't picked that up yet, I don't know why.
Yeah.
You guys haven't done it, so.
Right?
Yeah, so it's, games? Two games for each system?
Well, and of course the 360 games are going to be backwards compatible.
Bingo, so technically.
On Xbox One. So that's four games on the Xbox One.
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
So here we go. Go back up, Wayne. And so we got news here, guys, for Street Fighter V. Armika and Cammy scenes edited to avoid offense... Ono. What?
Yep.
Wow. Is it because of that Armika butt slapping prior to her Ultra?
I don't know.
It has to be it. I'm lost of words. I truly am lost of words. Speaking in an interview with GameSpot, Ono was asked about the responsibilities game developers have. given the raised awareness surrounding issues of representation in games and the industry attempts to be more, you know, inclusive.
Yeah.
It's pretty much, here's what Ono says. You may have seen some time ago for Armika's critical art cutscene, the camera angles was changed a bit. We made some other changes on how the camera angles work with other characters. This was one of our answers to some of this feedback. That's what he said. We want everyone to be able to enjoy playing this game. We don't want any offense, you know, offensive in there. We want pretty much anyone to be able to enjoy the game as much as possible. So we're working to be able to provide a friendly environment for everyone. I do agree on that, but you know, it happens. I do agree with him. This game is going to be out for tournament play. It's going to be focused more on the FGC, the fighting game community. And yeah, so there's also, he says that Ono added that not everyone responded positively to Capcom making changes such as these, and revealed that some hardcore fans attack his Twitter account with a lot of F-bombs. Yeah. It kind of sucks in a way, guys. The message we want to provide our hardcore fans that we are conscious of the serious identity, and we are going to make sure that the Street Fighter identity is in place. I do agree with him on that. Yeah. And also that on January 25th, Capcom announced that Street Fighter V will receive a free expanded story mode in June. So pretty much the first, what do you call that? DLC, free DLC for Street Fighter V.
Yep.
This would be very, very fun. So again, guys, this game's coming out in February 16th, only for the PlayStation 4 and on Steam.
Yep. And then we have our free games for Sony.
Yep, this is for the PlayStation 4, Helldivers, Democracy Strikes Back, Nom Nom Galaxy. That's a funny name, isn't it, Wayne?
I know.
Go ahead, Wayne.
PS3, we get Grid Autosport. Personal 4 Arena Ultimix, Helldivers, Democracy Strikes Back, and of course PS Vita is going to get Helldivers, Democracy Strikes Back as well, Nova 111, and Lemmings Touch.
Lemmings Touch, I heard it was a pretty good game. So if you guys have PS Vita, I'd recommend that. Yeah. Alright, so out of nowhere, there's this new Tron game confirmed for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Yes, please. So, put that way. Can't fly. Announced at the Game Awards in December for PC only, Disney's latest Tron game, an action-adventure called Tron Run R/R, is now also confirmed for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
Woohoo!
Hey, this is going to be a fun game. So, pretty much, the game will launch all across platforms on February 16th, the same day as Street Fighter V, for $20. PC, you know, that's the day it will, you know, exit early access and a full screen. I still have to see the trailer for this, but it looks pretty freaking awesome.
Yes, everything I've heard has been sound like it's going to be a good game. We'll have to wait and see.
Yep, there's a lot of development stuff going through here. Tron Run features music from EDM, legend Gregorio Motor, and Randy Shockholm. Remixes in the game were written by... I don't even know half these guys. Babyo, Darkstar. I know Joywave, Patton, and Plate. So,
hey Noah, we got a viewer. We got Noah watching.
Hey Noah, how you doing, buddy? Alrighty, so guys, watch this out here. Tron.
This is gonna be interesting. And here's the game. In the game, you're gonna create an avatar. You can customize it with dozens of elements, including light cycles, suits, helmets. In all, the game boasts more than 30 levels to zip through. While a stream mode challenges players to make their way through harrowing remixes of existing levels.
Nice. Ooh. Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah.
So, what else we got in the next one, Wayne?
I don't know. I haven't had enough Tron in a while.
Alrighty. Shut up, Wayne. This is my game. So, today was the release of the 9-game lineup for EVO 2016. It'll be held at the Convention Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. But the grand finals of every game is going to be held in Mandalay Bay.
Ooh.
Yes, folks, you heard me that.
That's a
fighting game community
place.
has gone up, and the grand, pretty much the top 8 for all nine games, the top eight players for all nine games, will be held in the Mandalay Bay. Either the top eight or top 16. I can't remember which one. But the games that are coming out or actually on the lineup will be Guilty Gear XRD, Revelator, Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, that's typical, Super Smash Bros. Melee, Super Smash Bros. Wii U Edition, that's two of them, Pokken Tournament, which will be coming out before the tournament starts, typical Killer Instinct for the Xbox One, Mortal Kombat X, Tekken 7, Fated Retribution,
yeah.
And the one game that I'm looking forward to the most, it will be Street Fighter 5, will be on this tournament. So,
ooh, it's going to be challenging.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm hoping I get to go this year. Cross fingers. I really hope. I really want to go this year just because, one, convention center, and then two, Mandalay Bay, and three, it's Vegas. So.
Yeah. No, Mandalay Bay is a real nice place. I've been there.
Just imagine holding up that much for the crowd itself.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun. Pretty much EVO 2016 will take place from July 15th to July 17th, as I said, at the Las Vegas Convention Center, while Sunday's finals will take place at the Mandalay Bay Sports Arena.
Woo!
We gone and did it, folks. We gone and did it.
Alright, what about Star Wars Battlefront?
Well, there's new DLCs coming out for this. Let's see, it'll be pretty much coming out from the end of the first quarter up to, fall of this year.
Actually, early of 2017.
No, 2017, so there's a lot of expansion packs coming out right now. So all of the people that has a premium pass will release schedules, along with EA's description of what comes with each expansion. This is how it's outlined. The Outer Rim will be coming out in March 2016. You also got the Bespin coming out in summer of 2016. The Death Star, fall of 2016.
Ooh, that's no moon.
Oh yeah, you also got expansion pack number fall, early of 2017. So pretty much that one right there, expansion pack number 4, title and details will be announced later on.
Early 2017 with no details. Ooh, I can only speculate.
Oh, this is going to be nice. And of course, 2017 will be the year of Star Wars Episode 8.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We also got more news for you guys too as well. And
so we've got, let's see, what was it here?
So pretty much, according to the publisher of EA, from EA, the free content will deploy on Wednesday and will also today, with various gameplay and balance tweaks for Battlefront. Below is a list of the free contents set to be added in January update, which is today. A new multiplayer mode for Tatooine map, which has previously only been accessible to co-op survival mode. Known as the Raider Camp, the map will be compatible with modes such as Blast, Droid Run, Drop Zone, Hero Hunt, and Heroes vs. Villains.
That's fun.
Yeah. The Hoth theme costume from, pretty much the next one will be the Hoth theme costume from The Empire Strikes Back. Luke Skywalker and Han Solo will wear the outfits from Episode 5. I have to think about that one. Whenever on the frozen planet of Hoth, Luke even wields his original blue lightsaber. Awesome.
Nice.
Now the next one, a space for daily challenges and community events, giving players a chance to earn credits and unlock faster.
Ooh.
Oh, not bad.
And private matches.
Yeah, that's pretty cool too. That's wow. Yeah, now since it's released in November, Star Wars Battlefront has received two free maps and new mode known as the Battle of Jakku. I still haven't played that one yet.
I haven't had a chance to log in yet. I've been too busy with Destiny.
Wow, you are busy with you, folks. This is the first time I've ever heard him say that he's more busy with one game than he is with Transformers. What the hell happened to you, man?
I do the same thing with Tomb Raider when I get when I get going on that, and I'll probably be jumping back into Tomb Raider to play the new DLC pretty soon. I have to download that, darn it.
Alright, go ahead and expand this one. No, the window on that one. I wish this could be touchscreen and shit. Alrighty, guys. Wayne, take away on this one right here.
So, the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game, Mutants in Manhattan, the announced trailer has launched, and we're looking at some screenshots right now. I wish we could show these to you, but
it is awesome.
It is pretty sweet. These graphics look amazing. This is done by Platinum Games, same people that did the Transformers Devastation game, and you can see it in the artwork. You can see that cell shading, perfect graphic design.
It's from it kind of looks like the Walking Dead game. That whole cartoonish shading going on in there, or the comic book shading going on. Yeah. Dude, that is awesome.
Makes me think they're going up against Street Sharks, but
I said the same thing. I was thinking of the same thing.
And of course, I don't know if Fidel's had a chance to watch the new cartoon yet that I've been telling him he needs to catch up on.
No, not yet. I still need to do that as well.
That is pretty darn crazy.
I know. Yeah, okay, yeah. We're still running here. Yeah, I thought we lost everybody around here, but...
We're still here.
I know, that's crazy.
Hey, anyways, Fluffy.
Fluffy, 18. Yeah, guys, what's up? What's going on? Welcome to our podcast. I know we're kind of weird here going on, but still.
Yeah. So, that's about all we got on the news-wise. We've had an exciting couple weeks with a couple new shows coming back on air. We have new episodes of Agent Carter, which is getting really weird and kind of fun.
Very weird.
You've got the return of X-Files.
That came up this past Sunday. I heard it was pretty good.
Sunday and Monday, two episodes.
Sunday and Monday, oh really?
Yeah.
That's only going to be released on an 8 or 9 episode basis?
I'm not quite sure yet.
That's what I heard, so I don't know if it's...
Definitely interested in that. I've watched the first episode. I've got the second one recorded. I got to watch that yet. But yeah, very, very good. I actually really enjoyed the way they brought in a lot of the...
Classics?
Issues we're having now in modern America, essentially, as... conspiracy stuff, so kind of interesting on that topic there. Of course, Flash is getting crazy again with Reverse Flash coming back in a previous to his demise kind of timeline thing. Timely, yeah, it's all messed up. Anyways, it's time travel. It does that.
Yeah, typical.
So, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff coming out on that. Of course, we're, less than a month away from Deadpool now. So.
Jamie Chaga! Cannot wait. For you guys that haven't seen the newest trailer for Suicide Squad.
Wait, did I leave
Squad?
The stove on?
No, there is so much more than just leaving the stove on in that freaking movie. Other than Deadpool coming out next month, we also got Batman vs. Superman coming out in March. You also got Suicide Squad. If you guys haven't seen the trailer for the newest one, watch it.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, there's a lot coming up this year.
Margaret Robbie, hottie. The only psychopath I want to date. Oh, yes, indeed. What else coming out? Of course, Star Wars Rogue One coming out towards the end of the year. Also, speaking of Star Wars news... there's a reason why Star Wars delayed, actually pushed back Episode 8 from May to December again of 2017.
Okay.
Reason being is because Disney's going to bring out Pirates of the Caribbean, the fifth one.
Ooh.
So they don't want to...
They don't want to conflict.
Yeah, they don't
want to
conflict. Same company, they just want to make money in their pocket. Smart move, Disney, I love it.
And of course we've got more Marvel movies coming down the pipe.
Yeah. Captain America Civil War is coming up too. Whoa. As well in what, May? Yes, May of 2016. Yeah. That's gonna be bananas.
So in
get ready for heartbreak, you guys.
So right now in Avengers Alliance, I'm going up against the leader, who has now been turned from a Green Hulk character to a Red Hulk character.
What?
So the leader is now red and more powerful. And now we got Jacob watching. Hi, Jacob.
Hey, Jacob.
We've got, and then there's a group boss is Zaz, that big old electrical dude that's difficult to take out.
Pizzazz, that's his name?
Zaz.
Pizzazz.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's definitely fun there. I was thinking of something else. I think I was reading one of the comics. There was something funny about that, but I can't remember what it was. But anyways, that's what we've been kind of getting into there.
Yep. And also, towards the end of February, February 20th and the 21st, it will be the Long Beach Comic Expo. There's a good chance I will make it to that.
Ooh.
It's a fun place. It's very small, kind of a classic Comic-Con thing going on before it exploded.
Yep.
A lot of cosplayers going on over there too as well. And also, in end of March, it'll be... WonderCon at downtown Los Angeles Convention Center. I actually purchased my badge on that, so if you guys haven't, get it right now before it sells out. That thing will sell out quick.
Yeah.
It's a baby Comic-Con if you guys want to walk around, actually do stuff over
there. Oh, wow. Yeah.
When you've been there before already.
Absolutely.
And of course, the most major one of the year in July, it'll be Comic-Con 2016 here in San Diego.
Definitely can't wait for that. I'm getting ready to do my professional registration for that next month, in just a few days actually.
It'll be towards the end of the month, right?
The first of the month I get to register for my professional badge, so that'll be fun to get that out of the way. And it's actually interesting. They're going to mail the badges out this year.
Yes! Actually, that is a smart move, because reason being, one...
Dude, it's got crazy.
The lines has just been stupid the past, what, three, 4 years?
Actually, it's not too bad when you get there when I get there, which is...
But the Press and Pro passes, we just go in like that.
Yeah.
Because it was always on top of the convention center.
Yeah.
And then for the rest of the people, they have to go elsewhere in different locations to actually get it.
Yep.
Speaking of which, I don't know if you've heard... They approved the $22 million sale pavilion in
expansion?
The expansion, yes.
Woohoo!
We are good.
Who needs the charters now?
It's only $22 million. Actually, no. Yeah. Not really the expansion, it's more the renovation of the...
But
still, that's a good... Yeah. That's a good hope.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys.
Very good news. I'm sure Mayor Falconer put some good touches on that to get that moving.
He doesn't want to lose.
No, he doesn't want to. No.
It started here. No. It'll stay here.
Yeah.
So. Wayne and I.
Yeah.
Maybe Wayne, but still, you know. Hey, anywho, let's see. What else we got on there, Wayne?
I think Emily was getting ready to post some reviews of some conventions that she's been to. Shortly.
We also got something on our YouTube page too as well.
Yep, I believe
I got a notification on my phone. I'm like, hey, I gotta watch this later when I get home.
We got some new videos going up on that too. Just keep an eye on the site. We're looking to bring some more content for you guys, twoshotsofgeek.com.
Also make sure to like our Facebook page, share us.
Yep.
You know, as I said, guys, feel free to talk to us. We're here.
Hi, Alone.
Where are you going on? Alone 1409.
Cool. Interesting name.
Yeah. Make sure to keep up on our Instagram page. We have a lot of stuff going on over there too as well.
Yep. I think Fidel's going to try to get some more pictures uploaded to that.
Yes. I've been a bit straggly. Plus the con scene has been slow this week.
Oh, I got my loot crate box.
About that. What else? What did you get in there?
I'm trying to remember what all was in there. I got the replica ID badge from the Fifth Element.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Nice.
So that was kind of cool. I got a X-Files T-shirt.
Is it actual white with the...
It doesn't say X-Files, but it's obviously X-Files. You know, obviously the truth is out there kind of thing, you know? It doesn't have any words on it or anything, but that's kind of cool on that. I can't remember what else was in there now.
Damn it, Wayne. All right, so you know what? We should talk about this on the next podcast, and if you could remember what it is.
We'll try to...
Try to remember.
Yeah.
All righty, guys. So we are, again, twoshotsofgeek.com, and, well, simple as always, we're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Let's get out of here, man.
Wee-wee.
There we have it! What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.